This call is being recorded.
Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. Today, I'm happy to have Drew with me. Drew is the podcast host of Believe It or Not, a podcast that puts you to sleep called Sleep With Me. And yes, I have used Drew's podcast on and off, and I may just happen to be using it tonight because I have a huge project culminating tomorrow, and yeah, I need some sleep. So I am going to introduce Drew, but first I want to make a quick programming announcement. As you guys know, we're going through a transition with Ask Gwen. We're actually moving podcast host from Simplecast to Libsyn. And during the transition, we still have the Simplecast feed, but I'm going to have to wait until Simplecast gets the axe together and gives us the feed before it's completely transferred over. So I think what my assistant and I decided to do today is stick this up on the Simplecast feed and then transfer it over in one giant heap to Libsyn. But enough of my programming announcement. I'm going to let Drew take it away and introduce himself and tell us why he did the podcast that he did.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Wynn. I love listening to talk about podcasts. So my brain's already like, oh, this is so interesting. Like, changing feeds and that kind of stuff is stuff that no one understands but podcasters. But it's so much work and it's so stressful and it causes so many sleepless nights.
I figured you would understand of all people. So why did you decide to do the niche you decided to do?
So I guess I was like, when I was a kid, I had trouble sleeping, like a lot of trouble sleeping, like kind of like we're talking about, like from stress at school. I had a lot of problems at school, so I'd be like worried about school and I'd be thinking about it all night. And it was really lonely, even though I shared a room with my brother, like I was the only one that couldn't sleep. And I never forgot what it was like to be lying there tossing and turning. But then I started listening to like comedy on the radio. And once I discovered that, it really took my mind off of the thinking that was keeping me up. And it didn't always put me to sleep, but it always just made me feel better. And then once I started listening to podcasts, I was like, are there any bedtime story podcasts? Like, why isn't there any? Like, why isn't there like a bedtime story podcast for grownups? And it was more just out of curiosity. I was like, there's probably a good reason because it's a terrible idea. Like, my internal critic was very big. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. So we won't do that. And then the idea kept coming back up. And I was like, a bedtime story podcast for, you can make a podcast about anything. And then my critic would be like, no, it's too embarrassing. You don't have any expertise in that. And so it went back and forth like that until just at some point I was like, you know what, let's just make this. Who cares if anybody listens? Like, let's just see if we can do it. And I've been making the show for almost 7 years now.
Yikes, that's wonderful. And I understand you're with, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're with the PRX Network, and I'm asking this question because I've thought about submitting Ask Gwen to a network, not my other podcast, The Diary of a Fashionista. My other podcast is actually way too niche to be submitted to a network. But is PRX actually helping you, or do they leave you to your own devices, or how does that work?
So with PRX, they actually the network I'm with is called Night Vale Presents.
Okay.
And then we have a distribution we distribute the show through PRX. So it's a little bit even more convoluted and confusing than just like, so I kind of like work with both PRX and Night Vale Presents to distribute my show. But in the end, and I think this is something that PRX and Night Vale share, is like all of the shows are independent. So we do, there are benefits to being with the network, but in the end, like you're responsible like for the budget of your show and all of that stuff. And it was just a matter of, and I think when you said niche, like, or niche or whatever, it's like, niche. Oh, like what are shows that like, I just ended up there because I was a big fan of Night Vale and I was a big fan of the creators of Night Vale. And we were like, we just got to know each other. And then it was like, oh, what if we work together? And then it's like, oh, who else can we, so it's more of, it's not a collective. It is a network with, but it's like, I think it's like, it kind of just depends on the show. Like some places are like full service, like places that'll produce your show and everything. And then other places are like independent producers working together, like under a network, or there's like, collectives too, like Multitude or, Hub and Spoke are two podcast collectives that I think that come to mind.
Okay. So you work in conjunction with PLX and Night Vale, but you're on your own in a sense. They don't control what you do or what you say. They just help you make you be everywhere.
Yeah. They don't have like editorial control over the show, but they help with like figuring out ads or figuring out like, just like you're saying, like with the changing the podcast hosting stuff, it can be really feel overwhelming, right? And so there are like a lot of good online podcasting communities too, but it's like just a good place to go to be like, hey, I don't know what to do, like can you help me figure this out? Like that's what's nice about having like a working with the network is like, oh, I don't understand any of this, can you help me?
And so what has been your favorite episode you have done?
I just finished an episode about 20 minutes ago before recording this. So, like anytime I get an episode done before noon, like for me, it's like a huge accomplishment because it's like,
okay, now he admits the inside of podcasting there. Anytime you get something done before noon, you're happy with that.
Yeah, because just a lot of times, like, I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, I'll get nervous or scared, even though I've made over 800 episodes. So then I procrastinate, and I'll be like, oh, well, let me do some writing, or let me do some editing, and I keep pushing off the recording part because I'm scared, even now. So, like, today I was like, okay, I'm talking to Wynn at noon, so I could record after that or before that. And I was like, well, I better record before because just to be safe, and I had to get it done today. So I feel really good about that episode because it's done. So that might be my favorite one right now.
The one that's done. And I don't know if you want to share this, but how many download numbers do you get? Because I know podcasters are obsessed with their download numbers, including me. And so how many download numbers do you get?
You know, I've gotten to the point like where I stopped really paying attention to that, to be honest. Like,
okay, I should take the word from Sleep With Me. I should stop checking my download numbers because, it's either you have a successful podcast or you don't. So as of today, I'm stopping checking download numbers. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. As long as we inspire people, you and I both do.
Right. Or one thing like I'll do from time to time is like just pick one kind, like instead of like the overall number or the number of people that listen to the episode, like what I like to do is when I'm working with other podcasters, it's like, okay, check your episode either 24, 48 hours or 72 hours after release. Just pick one of those three. And then that's the only stat you check. So every day or every time you put out an episode, 3 days later, you check the downloads for that episode and you write it down and you try to check it at the same time. And then you just see, okay, did this episode get the same number of downloads in that 72 hours as the last one I put out? Did it get more? Did it get less? Because that's like actually like a good yardstick, like a lot of stores, right? Like they compare like, oh, how did this store, like a Trader Joe's or something, how does this store's sales compare to like this year to last year or this month? So it just gives you like a, be like, oh, am I getting more listeners? Am I getting the same? Was there something about the title? Like sometimes I'll have episodes that I'll get a lot less downloads. And it took me like years to kind of figure out like, oh, it's because the title was weird, or, oh, like that subject matter, like less people are into, or when people are on vacation, my shows, even when a 3 day weekend, my shows will, really go down. When I have to hold on 1 second, cause I got to plug my computer in. I'm sorry to interrupt her.
Oh God. Well, that's okay. That's the life of a podcaster there. The computer goes dead. Almost. Jeez, that's the life of a podcaster.
Okay. I'm back.
Okay.
Live podcasting problems. It was on my to-do list. Yeah, plug in your computer.
Live podcasting, live recording problems. The computer goes dead. Isn't that lovely? Or, yeah, your earbud falls out in the middle of a, or your earbud goes dead in the middle of a podcast.
Right.
That had happened to me. So, I understand. I understand. But my point, my next point was, you either have your loyal listeners or you don't. I know I have mine to ask when. Well, I hope they stay loyal doing this podcast transition. I just hope they stay loyal. But if you produce good content, who cares about the download numbers?
Right. It's like you're making your show, I think in particular, like you're like have probably multiple like Venn diagrams of people that are fans of yours, and like you're providing them a service. And it's funny for me, like talking about being a podcast fan and you talking about it, because like I recognize your voice, and this is so weird, but this is just how audio works for me. I can like picture exactly where I was like driving, and it, I don't know how many years ago it's been, like four years ago, and you were called in to or left a message for Dave Jackson on the School of Podcasting, and so it's like I can picture exactly where I was driving when I was hearing you like telling Dave something, like, so it's like so I don't know, that's like what I love about podcasting is like,
yes and I don't know if you guys know this, my Ezra fan base does, I actually put in my budget and got the semi okay from family that I am going to Podcast Movement in August.
Oh, cool.
So yeah. So you guys get to hug me and maybe cry with me, because you guys have been on a heck of a long journey with me and Aswin and A Diary of a Passionista, because I have now lost both my parents. I lost one of them in 2010, the other one May 19th, 2019.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry for your loss.
So that's okay. No, but the funny thing is, the day my dad died, I got on the podcast mic and I said, look, this is the next chapter in my life. And I took my fans through, well, I actually took my fans why I had to go off the planet for a week. And I actually said, he's died. So I am trying to get my life back together. And I, when I did that episode on A Diary of a Fashionista, I was so stunned that I had to give the news to my fans. I mean, they wanted to know where I was for the past week and not creating content. And now you guys won't get to find out as of next week on the Diary of a Fashionista why I'm not creating content so much in the last month, because I've been dealing with me and dealing with my life yet again. But when you have an intimate experience with your fans, you have to tell the raw and real truth.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think for you, you're like setting an example, like a courageous example, like by being intimate and vulnerable with your audience, like you're really helping normalize it for people too, that other people that are going through stages of mourning or just like life transitions, like it's really powerful for them to hear other people going through that experience, and that it's like really, that it is really hard, and that you're still able to do it. It makes people feel less alone. And I think that's a really, really important thing. And it's very brave too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I remember doing that podcast on May 19th. And I was so stunned. I was so in shock that I went down to my room. I had, I don't know, 5 people here with me. And I had, because people were coming left, right, and center due to check on me and make sure that I was still standing. And so I was so in shock, but at the same time, I got condolence listed on Twitter, believe it or not. And because when you have a person in your earbuds, and when you're intimately connected with them, like you were with me on Ask Podcast Coach with Dave Jackson, you remember my voice, you remember how I sounded, and this is my off-podcast personality, too. My off-podcast personality is slowly but surely coming back, but it's been a heck of a long ride for my fan base, and it's been a heck of a long ride for me, too.
Yeah, and I guess it's like, it's like, I guess from the listener side too, it's like, it isn't easy, right? Being, it's like, no one teaches you how to like do any of this stuff, and then how to do it on, and share it with people. It's like, but then it's so good that your listeners are there to catch you or to send you condolences and stuff and be like, oh wow, the world really is full of a lot of good and wonderful people. And you forget that sometimes, especially when you watch the news or whatever. It's like, oh, good, good. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if you had to be educated by anyone, Drew, who would it be and why?
Whew, I guess I would want to be educated by someone that had like a lot of compassion and empathy and patience. So it would be someone like Gandhi or Mother Teresa, like someone that also stands up for something in other people's rights. Yeah, I think, or the Dalai Lama, someone that is just really patient, but has this long-term vision, but also this immediacy that their empathy and compassion moves them to help other people. Yeah, I think those, one of those people would probably be Mother Teresa. She seemed like the most action-oriented person. So yeah.
Believe it or not, you guys, I have a story to tell you guys, which I'm saving for my other podcast, The Diary of a Fashionista, next week, having to do with Mother Teresa. That just popped in my head. So, yeah.
Little tease there, little tease.
That's a story in itself. That's a story in itself. And so, it just came to me. So when you guys hear the episode, what the future holds for myself and my best friend, Danielle Coulter, who happens to be my assistant, I will tell the Mother Teresa story along with the life update, because I find it ironic that my life is held by my grandmother, and I find it ironic that something happened way before I was born that I think made my grandmother, my paternal grandmother on my mom's side, the more compassionate woman that I knew and loved and everything else. So I'll save that story for next week. And I'm actually doing a double episode about what the future holds for myself and Danielle on both feeds, so you guys can hear it and get a load of that one. But Drew, as we wrap this interview up, do you have any questions for me?
I guess, I mean, for me, like, a lot of times I'm afraid, and that's like, or my self-criticism gets in the way of like me doing stuff. Like, how do you dig deep down to get through stuff? Because you've been putting out content, you put out two different podcasts, and then you're willing to change things up, right, and readjust them, or as you're kind of talking about, like, oh, well, the future holds something, I'm going to kind of shift over here. Like, what guides you in those moments? When I'm afraid or have doubt, like, what kind of advice could you give me?
You're asking me the big podcaster is asking a little small fish podcaster. Okay. Well, here we go. I would say just do it. And this is what someone told me once: if you need to take a deep breath, and if you ever been in a classroom, and I thought this trick only works for parents, turns out it works for anyone, count to 10, and just deep breathe. I'm not kidding. You'll see, and I was in education. I taught kids for, I don't know, 13 years. Yeah, I taught kids for 13 years. And so you'll see when parents get frustrated with their kids, they tend to take a deep breath before they say anything. Hmm. And what I'm coming to the conclusion is that they are counting to 10 before they say anything. Well, I think when you're scared of producing a podcast, you should at least take a deep breath before you get on that podcasting mic, or before you hit publish on a book, or before you do anything, because deep breaths help. And they've done studies with music, and they've done studies on insomnia, quite frankly. And that's why Drew is out there to help all of us who can't sleep, because white noise helps people sleep. White noise, whether it's a fan, whether it's people talking, whispering, like Drew does, or whether it's music, or whether it's something else. But when you're scared, just take a deep breath, and that should solve all your problems.
I'll probably try it out 5 times today.
Yeah.
I could use it. That's great advice.
Take a deep breath and count to 10 and think, okay, here we go. And I'm going to be using that technique tomorrow as I do this huge project, and then I'll let you guys know why I haven't been around for the past months. I've been in and out and So basically what I would say is take a deep breath and get every thing going in the right direction. And then water actually helps too to get everything going in the right direction. If you're nervous, just grab a glass of water and sip on it. And so you can get everything going in the right direction instead of, oh, I'm so nervous, and make yourself sound it on the podcast.
Mm. I love it.
So, yeah. Where can people find you, and where can people get a hold of you? I know you're on Twitter.
Yeah, so I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram, and then in your podcast app that you're listening to right now, you just search for Sleep With Me, or you could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com. It's like my podcast is a little bit silly than like a straightforward meditative bedtime story. It's very goofy.
Yes.
But hopefully it can help yeah. some people out there get some sleep and some rest. Yeah.
As I said, I might be using it tonight because this project is huge and it's keeping me up. So you might find odd downloads from Alexa at midnight, hold on, all time, and you might find, and I'm sorry about that, I made everyone's Alexa to go off, including mine. And so, yeah, you might find a binge listen from Carlisle basically tonight because I need sleep and I need to clear my brain for this huge project. But
yeah, big day tomorrow. Now, when's the announcement come out about?
The announcement comes out on, we are recording it, Danielle and I. Are recording it on the 13th of October, and it will come out Monday morning, the 14th.
Cool.
So, yeah, we're doing a double feed, as I said. So it will be over here, and wherever AskWin is, the announcement will be on AskWin, and it will also be on the Diary of a Fashionista. And I appreciate everyone's support. I know it's been a heck of a long summer, and for me at least. I appreciate Drew coming on the podcast and sharing his story. And I hope you guys go listen to Sleep With Me. Just go listen to Sleep With Me in general. You don't have to be lying in bed. You can go listen to Sleep With Me in general, and Drew, I appreciate your time, and I wish you the best of luck with your podcast. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks so much for having me on. Thanks, Wynn.